Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. Preface here on this quick rant of truth is that when we get to the point where politicians are not allowed to vigorously discuss the political matters at hand, the most important social, political, economic, health issues at hand in a country, when the literal elected politicians are not allowed to do that, when they get deplatformed by an invisible aristocracy, we're in big trouble. But here, for those folks who think there's not another side to the story, when university professors are not allowed to speak their political views, when the bastions allegedly of free speech are not allowed to have students protest without it being shortcutted to simply being no nuance, and that if you protest a war that we are supporting, then you must be wanting genocide of one side, or that you want a certain ethnic group to be slaughtered. Okay, when there's no nuance and it turns into that, and then university professors who are simply standing up for the possibility for our bastions of free speech, as poor though they may have been as that, to be bastions of free speech, to understand nuance, to understand that our young adults that are trying to become learned and informed about the world, so therefore they should be able to protest. When those universities stand up, university presidents stand up for those principles, and they get pressured and misquoted in order to assassinate their character, and in order to get them to step down, indeed in America, they do step down, we're in big effing trouble. Now, with that, let me go ahead and let you listen to this little blip, and I'll explain it. This is something from C-SPAN 2, and this is a former Mossad agent talking about how they used the Anti-Defamation League, and as soon as it shows the name, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I know what they do, because I used to ask...
Viktor Ostrovsky, former Mossad agent. So let's listen again from the beginning.
Yeah, I know what they do, because I used to ask them to do it. I mean, when I was in the Mossad, and we had a guy that gave us problems in the U.S., and he was speaking out, and he was talking like Pete talked once and said, Israel is bombing Lebanon with cluster bombs. We say, hey, who's that guy? You know, Pete McCarthy.
So this Mossad agent is saying, hey, it's not that the guy is lying. It's that he's saying out loud that Iraq is bombing Lebanon with cluster bombs, also known as context. Context adding nuance to an argument instead of it just being a black-white argument. Now, unlike what honest people do when they're caught in a lie and go, I tried to lie. What are you going to do? They caught me. Unlike that, let's keep listening.
We used to call it. Yeah. Which is Pete the Cockroach. Because he makes a lot of noise and you can't get rid of him. So what you do is you get in touch with a guy in the station in New York or in the station in Washington. And you say, tell the guys at Neighborhood to label them. And of course the campaign starts, and before you know it, the guy's labeled. And he's an anti-Semite, because that's what we say he is.
They just said, and he's an anti-Semite, because that's what we say he is.
That's one stain you cannot wash.
And that's one stain you cannot wash.
Now, it shames me as a Jew to tell you that. That's the fact, and it's wrong.
Indeed, indeed, it is wrong. It's what blows my mind. It's truly why I'm not a conservative. It's truly why I'm not a Republican. Because they can't just apply the basic principles of freedom and the importance of an absolute vigorous discussion among all topics. Just so long as you set the right context, they're as bad or worse than the lefties that they otherwise despise on the college campuses that won't allow conservatives to speak, that won't allow libertarians to speak. And yet, in the right context, they're just as ready to puke out labels, to puke out absolute thou shalt not bear false witness labels upon somebody in the name of winning the argument, which is what scumbag, liar, bullies do. And we call them scumbag, liar, bullies when someone trying to come on the campus to speak some conservative or libertarian proof gets bullied by some group on campus who decides they must have protest and look so violent and look so irritated that this, as though this person is saying more than they are, and call them racist. Then we'll call them scumbag bullies. When the media takes someone like a Vivek Ramaswamy and calls him a racist or an anti-Semite, then we will call the media scumbag bullies, but we won't call them scumbag bullies when the conservative side is trying to get a university president, and indeed succeeds getting a university president, to be, quote, disgraced for just having the nuance of, I get it, but we're supposed to be able to speak here. And it's not my job to tell the students what they can and cannot speak about among things, among topics of which they are passionate. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.